Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We've got ourselves a doozy of a story.
What happened?
All right, because at no point, based on what these teens are accused of, was anyone actually in danger.
Wait, they're teens?
Yes. But if this had come out at the wrong moment, other people, in an effort to protect themselves or others, could have been put in danger. And it's an unbelievably stupid thing to do. But at this age, you're also supposed to make really stupid decisions?
Okay, but this one sounds pretty cut. I don't even know what happens, but it sounds obvious.
It's the most obvious thing ever. I mean, yeah, Tommy, it's a mistake, but it's a major mistake that does have to have consequences.
Yeah, right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Two teenagers just east of us are in serious trouble after a Halloween incident at their high school on Friday.
So did they show up in costume?
So it sounds like they did. And one of the teenagers brought a BB gun to school.
Brilliant.
As part of their Halloween costume.
What was the costume, they say?
We don't.
That it required a BB gun.
So we don't know what the costume was, but according to police, the teen who brought the gun had a costume that involved him getting shot.
Oh,
so he looked like a gunshot victim.
Or he was going to be shot. I don't know. Okay. I have no idea what they're going, but that was the question. Right. So the second student involved in this incident told a friend when he found out he had the gun, hey, man, you could get in serious trouble for having this gun all day.
Great advice.
Yep, so he offered to let the kid put the BB gun in his bag for the day.
Oh, to hide it.
You got it.
And then go to school with it.
Well, they were already in school.
So you hid the gun in a bag.
Okay. While that exchange was happening, according to authorities, a third student was watching this all go down from a distance. And the third student from a distance did not know if that was a real or a fake.
How would you?
So
you're freaking out, man.
They did the right thing, and they alerted the school.
Hey, you think some Columbine crap's going down?
You got it. So the two students were tracked down. The school got the BB gun from them. Right now, the two students involved in the gun incident have been suspended. And the school said in an email on Friday, they, quote, demonstrated an incredible lack of judgment.
That's to say the least.
Where this gets complicated, the punishment for this may not be finished. There is a superintendent's hearing that will decide how the district deals with it moving forward. And right now, it doesn't seem like they're facing any criminal charges, but who knows?
Okay.
Right? Okay. Tommy?
Yeah.
If you are the superintendent of this school, how do you punish these kids?
I mean, you got to.
I mean,
what do they get punished with?
I'm asking you. You are the superintendent of the school. Everything is
on the table.
Well,
I don't know what leverage you have with public schools.
You can do
private school, you could just throw them out.
Well, I mean, you could.
I don't know what you could do in public school, like how severe the punishment could be.
All right, let's say you have carte blanche. You could expel them if you want all the way down.
But expelling, they still have to go to school.
They would put them in like a... All right, so for example, here in Monroe County, there's a school that they send kids to that have, you know, issues.
Okay.
Or have had issues in the past.
I mean, that seems maybe too much, but you've got to do something fairly severe, whatever that would be. moving up to another school is pointless. That doesn't really solve anything.
Yeah.
That
just takes the problem somewhere else.
Right. So you've got to instill in them that this was the dumbest thing you could have done, and you could have gotten yourself killed.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You are the superintendent of this school. They have brought a BB gun in. Another kid saw it thinking it was a real gun as part of a Halloween costume. How do you punish these kids, Kimmy?
I think because it was a Halloween mistake, depending on the way these kids see it, like if they're like really, because you could tell sometimes if a kid knows they screwed up and they're scared, you know what I mean? Like they're a little bit like, oh crap, I don't want to do that again. I can't see kicking the kid out of school for a Halloween accessory.
Okay.
And I know it was a terrible choice, terrible decision.
Okay.
But I think that the intention, they thought they were probably going to do something funny with it.
How do you not understand how bad this is?
It is. It looks terrible.
No, I'm saying this to kids. How? You have grown up with this.
You're right.
I know, I understand.
You're right.
Like, look. I mean,
they know what they did.
I'm saying, like, when I'm in high school, like, Columbine happened when I was in middle school.
Oh, I remember,
right?
Like, as a kid on Halloween, like, you couldn't even bring in a sword.
Yes, but I'm saying, like, we are past the point is every kid in high school has grown up with this. Look, man, if you're ready to kick these kids out of school, I don't know if I would fight that.
But you're not. You're just sending them to another school. You didn't solve that problem.
I understand.
You got to make them feel the pain without kicking them out of school. There's got to be a resource that they can implement on these kids that can do that.
Okay.
Like whether it's like after school, summer school, you don't graduate, you stay. I don't know.
All right, so the key.
But do you know how old they are?
That's what I was wondering.
That I don't have.
Because like there's
a
big difference, I think, between a 17-year-old pulling this move and
like a
14-year-old.
Even a 14-year-old.
But they should know.
Yeah.
But I don't think kicking them out of school does anything because they still have to go to school.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, I think the real debate here shows up with what you do with the second kid. Because they were the one
that volunteered to hide it.
Yes, because they were the one that had the common sense to say, hey,
right,
this is bad.
Yeah.
Now, look, don't get me wrong. It was not the way to handle it.
No, but they saw this as, oh, my God, you made a mistake. Yeah. Let me help you.
And, yes, I also understand trying to protect your friend, right? Right? But you also hid what looked to be a real gun in your backpack.
Yeah, which could have went really bad.
Do you punish the second kid at all?
Yeah. I mean, they're both involved.
Different intentions.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, do you
I understand, but that either way, man, like, seeing that, what if some resource officer saw that and he thinks that's an active gun?
No,
that's a live gun in the school.
You're right.
Like, and then here comes the cavalry. That could go sideways.
Because, like, that's the thing, man. Like, if I'm a parent with kids in this school.
Yeah,
you're freaking out.
I don't want these kids anywhere near my kids again. And that's what it comes to, right? Like, if there is another place where there are more resources, right, for kids that are having
issues.
Thank you. I don't know how else you
bad
would put
Halloween
it.
Choices.
Well, I mean, look, man, like I don't, if this kid is this dumb to do this.
Yeah.
Right? And don't get, you know me, man, I got a lot of sympathy for kids.
And all kids
mistakes.
Do dumb things.
But this is, come on.
It's bad.
No, bad is the understatement of the century. I don't want my kid near this kid. Is that wrong to say?
I think that's a little much. I think he just did a dumb thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think he's like we don't know these children, but I'm guessing he's just a kid who did something stupid that he thought might be funny or cool.
It's a
gun. Like, a kid, like to your point, you say you don't want your kid around this kid, but what if this kid was one of your kid's buddies? Like,
right.
He's been
and
to
he's
your
a
house.
Good kid.
You know the parents.
Oh, by the way, he ain't the worst kid in that school.
You don't know that.
No, but you don't either. So, like, you saying, I don't want my kid around that kid, there could be kids way worse than that kid under the radar at that school, so that doesn't solve anything either. You can't pluck every kid out you don't like. It doesn't work.
No, but it's not about don't like. This ain't about like that.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like you have an issue with that kid.
No, but again, like I know this kid in no way at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
If this shows up where my kid goes to school, if you're gonna make this poor decision, how do you let that kid walk back through the door? I know I'm pitched up here. That's how upset I am.
Well, you have kids. I understand. Mm-hmm.
252-WCMF. We're talking about the story at a high school just east of us. Two teenagers have been suspended after a Halloween incident on Friday. One of the teens brought a BB gun to school as part of a Halloween costume. Police said the costume involved them getting shot. So just wearing that costume to school, period.
Yes.
Okay. The second student involved in the incident saw he had the BB gun, realized the situation, and said, look, man, you're going to get in trouble. Put this gun in my bag for the rest of the day. and we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. A third student from a distance, according to police, watched this go down. They were unaware if it was a real or a fake gun. They alerted the school. The two students were tracked down. They got the BB gun from them. Right now, they have just been suspended. They are not facing criminal charges at this moment, but there is a superintendent hearing to figure out how to deal with them, and it sounds like all options are on the table right now.
Oh, I wonder how the kid got it into school in the first place.
I mean, not every school has metal detectors.
Oh, I thought they all did.
No.
Well, but I mean...
That may be a little bit of an oversight.
Why would... My question, I guess, then is, why would this kid volunteer to hold it?
To hide it.
Hide it if the kid could have just put it in his backpack or put it wherever he had it before.
He could have had it in his pocket and said, look what I got.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So when I went to military school, I accrued about 200 demerits. So every demerit you got was an hour of time you had to give back to the school. So like I ended up, a lot of it, I worked in the cafeteria.
Okay.
Because of washing dishes and all that. Do they still, can you do that with kids? Can you make them work?
Manual labor? No, I don't think so.
Okay. At any.
I mean, I don't know. If, I mean, unless you're
Can you get like volunteer hours?
Well, it is volunteer because your ass ain't getting paid.
That's what I mean. Like, can you, is that a thing?
I mean.
Like I used to have to work events that they did. I told you like. All that stuff that they, stuff they did on campus, you were basically like an employee till you worked your time off.
I haven't heard of that, but the phone number is 252-WCMF.
Because that would be a way, at least, of making them do the grimy work that nobody wants to do.
I mean, the only way I think they could make that happen is if there were criminal charges.
Not through the school.
But I guess if the kid gets hurt doing it, then the school's liable.
Well, but then again, I mean, like, look, criminal charges aren't out of the question here.
Yeah, true.
And that would be community service, right, which you could be sentenced
to. But you don't do that to juveniles.
I think there are juvenile. I think there is juvenile community service.
Oh, there is?
I think so.
Oh.
252-WCMF. We got messages coming in on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. Zach writes us. People are very desensitized to violence. The news is constantly pushing stories of violence and school shootings more frequently. Things that are a big deal to us don't seem to affect the younger generation in the same way. All right, I get that.
But that's
every generation. Yeah. Kids are kids. And, you know, they don't sit there and they're not glued to the news.
But at the same time, I mean, like these kids, their entire lives have done active shooter drills.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, whether or not you're
But after a while, that may become the norm.
Desensitized or not, I guess what I'm saying is, you know...
Yeah.
This in the school is a problem.
Serious.
It is serious. I don't know why you're doing the voice. It is literally.
Yeah, I mean,
we're talking about this on the radio. It's a pretty serious thing.
A kid wouldn't have told somebody about it if kids were that desensitized. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like that other kid saw it was like, oh my gosh, this is a big deal. I got to tell somebody.
Mm. Absolutely. All right, let me ask you this.
What's that?
So let's say you're the parent of the kid who brought the gun to school.
Yeah.
And again, let's go with your theory that they are a, you know, normal kid.
Yeah, I mean... Kids do dumb things.
Normal's the wrong way to put it. You get what I'm saying.
Yes.
Kid who hasn't been in trouble before.
Exactly. Yeah. You just made a mistake.
Yeah.
If you are the mom and dad and they want to suspend the kid for 6 months, do all your work from home, you can come back next year. How hard do you fight that punishment?
As a parent?
If you are a parent, do you have to just take whatever punishment comes down no matter what?
Well, yeah.
Would you judge the parents if they fought?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, your kid...
Screwed up.
And it could have been really bad.
But there are those who believe you are obligated to go to bat for your kid.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to bat for your kid. You're going to bat for your schedule because you don't want to deal with your kid sitting in and around the house for 6 months.
Okay, there's that.
You
part
don't
want
to be inconvenient.
That's
the difference.
Well, I could also see a parent fearing that is my kid going to fall too far behind in this situation because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not, you know, a teacher. So I would fear that, like, you know, this could have, like, longer effects than just the 6 months.
Okay, but counterpoint to that, they brought...
No, I know.
It is funny because, like, if your kid gets in serious trouble as a parent, there is that debate you have to have either in your own head or with your significant other. Because I don't want my kid to think I'm hanging them out to dry.
Right.
They have to learn their lesson. If I do go and say, hey, this is a little too far, I'm going to get judged by other people. But should it matter that I'm getting judged by other people if my kid is my number one concern?
Well, and maybe a parent would see it as best case scenario because my kid's going to eventually get to go back to school.
Okay.
You might.
Yeah, there's an end result. Yeah. Like, at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel, maybe. I don't know.
All right, Dalton writes us.
Dalton? What does Dalton say?
Well, anyone that has been in school recently is a Colton or a Dalton or a Connor.
Yeah.
So he says, me and my buddy were messing around in the lunch line. He shoved me, so I shoved him back. His elbow broke the sneeze guard and shattered all over the bins of food they had just brought out. So they had to throw out every ounce of food. They wanted his and my parents to pay $1,000
each. Holy Christ.
But they talked it down to $500.
For crap food.
We had to unload the frozen food truck every morning for a month, but our parents lucked out and had us work the rest off.
But to your point, I don't know. Can you do that anymore with a kid?
I don't,
with like insurance liability, that kid gets hurt.
But here's the thing. He's a Dalton, so he must have graduated recently.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
Dalton.
True.
I'm trying to look for a picture of him, but it's just him golfing in the distance. Yeah, he looks pretty young. Dalton!
Wow, so he had to work.
What school was it? Maybe out in the country they let you do that?
How about they jacked up the price of that food? A grand.
Well, but no, it's not just that.
Tater tots.
Hold on, wait a minute. He shattered the sneeze guard.
Yeah.
Look, you're doing it right now. I literally just say, if you're the parent, no, you have to accept it. What? That is an acceptable punishment.
I think they kind of raised that.
Okay.
Ain't $1,000 worth of food.
Okay. I mean, the one thing that sucks for these kids,
what's that?
Not knowing them at all, no matter how their life goes moving forward, they will be remembered for this forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be told at weddings, funerals, 50th
maybe not weddings.
Birthday parties.
Absolutely. A lot of people are suggesting, Dom suggested this, Cindy Lou suggested this, what if you made the kids host an assembly and explain what they did, why it was wrong, and how it could go different?
Oh.
I don't think you need to do that, because every other kid knows.
They got
no, but
to
force
right
them to go
them.
In front of everybody and talk about it, a little public shaming could
don't
go a long
be
way.
Me.
Okay.
Right.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Like, this is scummy even for you.
Scummy?
And I guess we all should have seen this scummy. No, it's the definition of scummy.
I don't know why we thought this was going to turn out any differently.
I think it was yummy.
No, because here's the thing.
No, scummy was yummy.
You're the one that brought this up in the first place.
Brought up what?
You were the one that brought up we can't let him pay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But yeah.
That's where the whole thing started.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Okay, so yesterday we weren't here, and it is completely my fault. I got unbelievably sick at the Bills game, not from drinking, from actual illness.
Poor timing.
Kimmy was there to see. Kimmy saw.
Yeah.
But
what's that?
What happened at dinner with our boss on Saturday?
Yeah.
So if you did not catch this on Thursday and Friday, allow me to recap really quick.
Go ahead.
Last break of the show on Thursday, Tommy, you bring up on the air, like a classy gentleman, how are we covering our boss coming to town and the dinner we are going to on Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. And you say this in front of Kimmy, are we going splitsies? Which mm-hmm. I was assuming we were going to do. Mm-hmm. But in you with you saying it in front of Kimmy,
but it needed to be established.
We could have established it on our own without her being here.
He likes to know ahead of time, though.
But he could have. He knew exactly what he was doing.
No, I don't.
Kimmy, raise your hand. I would like to pay for my dinner, please.
Want to contribute.
So that creates a problem. Because we don't want her to pay.
No.
You don't want to cover it yourself. Samesy's here. We don't want our boss to pay. You said, I don't want our boss to
pay. No, that wouldn't be the right thing to do.
Because he's coming in from Kansas City. He wouldn't let us pay for his flight. He wouldn't let me pay for his hotel. He's covering all this stuff.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, so.
Yeah.
Connor wrote us on Instagram, and he gave us an idea.
What was that?
Called credit card roulette. Mm. Where we all put our names in a hat, and whoever's name gets pulled, that person covers dinner
you
full
bill. You get stiff with the bill.
You got it. Kimmy and I weren't so sure about this. Mm. You, Tommy, were 100%.
I was feeling good, man. For some reason, I don't know, man. But, you know, some days you just wake up on the right side of bed, and you're in that groove.
Yep.
I felt like I was in the groove.
So on Friday around this time, we live on the air did credit card roulette, and this is how it all went down. So Kimmy has written all three of our names on a piece of paper. In a box.
All right.
They are all equal size and equal weight.
Yes.
So whatever name you...
I will approve it afterwards if you'd like me to.
Oh, my God. All right. Whatever name you pull is covered dinner on Saturday night.
Are we doing this?
We're doing this.
I said yes!
All right.
Are we ready?
Are we doing it?
All right, you're on camera.
I'm scared.
Oh, this is so dumb. Why did we do this?
No!
Yeah!
No!
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 Oh, thank you, Jesus!
No!
Oh, thank you!
No!
Oh, thank
God damn it! How?
Okay, you can pull it down from there. So that's how it goes down on Friday.
So I got stiff with the bill.
You are paying for dinner. Yeah. So, flash forward to Saturday night.
Yep.
We're all in our finest.
Yeah.
Our wives and husband are with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob is there.
Yeah.
My wife and I have picked up Bob from the hotel. We're driving out there, and he's very excited to see everybody. And he's just the nicest guy.
Yeah.
The nicest guy. So I immediately knew there was going to be an issue when the table arrangement showed up.
Oh, when we sat down.
Uh-huh. Right, because I was last to the table.
We're at a big round table.
Yeah, you were.
You guys were all seated.
You were last to the table.
Yeah. What?
Why?
Oh, it's just,
oh, why are you laughing like
really
that?
It took his time.
Why
my
did
little
you
legs
get...
don't move his face.
Why did you wait to be last to the table?
Well, I like everybody to be seated. Why? You think that was a strategic move?
Oh, no, because I know based on the smile on your face that you wanted the seat furthest away from our boss.
Which you did get somehow.
Opposite. So I could talk.
Oh, is that what it was? Crap. You and your non-hearing ass? Couple
old radio war horses.
Can't even hear people talking right next to you. You got headphones on. You have to talk. Huh? What? What?
You sat next to my husband, the quietest guy at the table.
Yes,
thank you. So, by the way, I resent that. So, I assume, because we had talked about this, that you were going to pull the waitress aside and hand them your card and say, I've got this under control.
Okay, that's not how this should have played out.
Oh!
Why?
That was your responsibility. Well,
no, but you were the
one. You're paying for dinner!
Yeah, why would he grab the waitress to tell her you're paying?
Because this is your event. You made the reservations. You picked the restaurant. This is you reciprocating.
We picked this restaurant because it was closest to you.
We picked this restaurant because it was closest to you. This was you reciprocating for Bob. Uh-huh. Okay? And for all the nice things he's done for you. Twice. So I am fine picking up the tab. You should have established that when you made the reservation and when you got there. So... really, this was your event to plan.
Are you serious right now?
You have to plan where the bill ends up.
So I have to get your card and hand it to the waitress.
No, you just have to say when the bill comes.
He's paying.
This gentleman will be
so
paid for
it. How weird would that be to the waitress? Hey, when it comes time to drop the bill off, give it to that guy
over
there.
It's called English.
You have to say, I need the bill, you son of a bitch.
I didn't want to undermine your authority.
I have no authority.
Of this party planning. This wasn't my party.
So, with the assumption that Tommy was paying, I got myself...
And I'm ready to pay.
I got myself a delicious steak. I went high.
Oh, y'all went high.
No, but you went high end too, which also gave me the impression...
Can of tuna fish.
Can of tuna fish my balls, which one of their least selling items, the tuna fish my balls.
But everybody's eating pretty good.
All right, and here's the thing.
Here comes the booze.
We were drinking. Mm. We were having a grand old time, so... Dinner is over, and I got a big-ass smile on my face. Mm-hmm. Big-ass smile, because here comes Tommy Cash.
Yeah.
He's picking up the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, as I'm sitting next to our boss.
Big boss.
Yes. The waitress brings him the check.
Yep.
Because he grabbed her ahead of dinner and told her, I am paying for dinner.
That's how she snuck it in there. That's how a boss acts.
I didn't even see the bill come to the table. I don't know where I was. All of a sudden it was paid for.
No, she was very covert about it. If I wasn't sitting next to him, I wouldn't have seen it either. He quick, bang, bang, boom.
Done.
Okay. So I see this happen and you see this happen. And I look at you.
Waiting for him to speak up.
Yeah, what? It already happened. There's nothing we could do. It's over.
He's sitting on his hands, silent.
Man, when I saw him pick it up, I go, oh my God.
Where he was sitting.
I'm looking at my wife. I go, man, fire up the car. We are out of here, baby.
Where he was sitting, too, he could argue. Okay, I don't know what's going on. I can't hear anything over here.
Because I locked eyes with him. I locked eyes with him, and he knew what was going on. And that Grinch smile starts going. See, there it is.
Bro, I dodged an $800 bullet.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. That was seven people. Oh, eating high end.
You are appetizing. Such a scumbag. You are such
calamari,
a scumbag.
Calamari, greens and beans. Two different types of beans and greens.
You started.
Cocktails with olives and fruit.
You started the whole discussion.
Charcuterie board.
You
maybe.
Did not want him to pay for dinner. And when it came down to you paying, you watched him pay like a bitch.
Yeah,
like a teenage girl at the Burger Shack.
Bitch me up. I got out of a huge-ass bill, man.
How can you let that happen as a man?
He's a boss.
Well, did your wife know you were supposed to pay? Did you tell her?
She listens to the show. She knows.
Kimmy.
Like, I'm surprised
what
she
What goes on in my house is none of your business.
It's not your house. It's her house.
What goes in her house is none of your business.
I'm just surprised she wasn't, like, embarrassed by you.
Oh. I don't care.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
The boss should always pay.
252-9263. You realize that what you said on Thursday, you son of a bitch.
He's got it. Guy's probably a multimillionaire.
Howie writes us, even I knew last week Bob was going to pay for dinner. He wrote it off as a business expense or the company paid for it. No, I know
these corporations
didn't.
Write it off. So, they write a golden parachute.
This wasn't like 1%. A work trip.
Yes, and he's paid for dinner for us before. I know what our corporate card looks like. He did not use the corporate card. He paid for this out of his
pocket.
Wait,
you know what his credit cards look like?
All of the company corporate cards look the same.
Oh.
I know you've never seen them because nobody invites you out. He used his personal card, you son of a bitch. How could you do this? We look like such rubes, you ass.
Where do you think we're going?
I would have split the bill with you.
We're a couple of backwoods Jamoke morning show guys.
Oh, now we're backwoods. Now we're backwoods, Mr.
Couple of snowbillies.
Okay. I offered to split the bill with you, and you said no when credit card roulette came up because you were Mr. I don't think I'm going to have to pay for it.
Right.
And had I known you were going to bail, I would have paid for dinner. Had I known you were going to do this.
St. Patrick would have come down and paid for it.
Kimmy, are you not embarrassed? Are you not embarrassed by this?
Enjoys your cocktails.
I am, but I don't think we're going to convince him that he should. Like, if he doesn't have shame, he doesn't have shame. I don't know where to go from here.
And the guy seemed happy to pick up the bill.
What is he going to say?
Okay. Happy.
He didn't have to do it. He wanted to do it.
No, he didn't. Nobody wants to pick up that bill.
I feel like this whole time you knew you weren't going to pay. Like, you went into that dinner knowing
you
were going to have to pay.
Yes, you do. We've had dinner with him multiple times.
Bro, you know him.
This is our third dinner.
You know what his credit cards look like, for God's
sake. You've
been to his house.
This was our third dinner together.
How many times have you been to his house?
Twice.
Yeah, I've been zero.
Okay. You never asked to come out. And maybe he doesn't invite you because you keep sticking it with $800 bills. 252-WCMF, if you were listening last week, you found out that Tommy lost credit card roulette, which he wanted, by the way. We offered him to get out of it, and we would split the bill. No, I'm feeling lucky. He has to pay for dinner on Saturday
I guess
night.
I was feeling lucky. I was pretty lucky.
He strategically places himself as far away from our boss at dinner as possible. He does not talk to the waitress ahead of time, which I assumed he was going to do.
I thought you had it covered.
The check comes. He watches our boss take the check. All of a sudden, his voice is gone, runs his mouth all day, every day, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, now he can't talk. Our boss picked up the bill for dinner.
What a class guy.
Here's what bothers me.
Good man.
I know that he would not have let you pay. But you didn't
but
even.
You don't need that.
You didn't even try to fight.
I tried.
No,
I
you
said,
didn't. I'm looking at you.
Bob.
Wait, no, you didn't. You said
Bob.
Nothing.
Yeah, you
said nothing.
Out of this, even if he paid, Bobby. Just by simply like trying, looking like you made an effort.
You sat there.
Big bucks, Bobby.
You want to talk about? You want to talk about Lighthouse Boy? We were sitting with Lighthouse Boy. Oh, pretty nice light fixtures up there. I got a chandelier. It's pretty nice up there.
But it all worked out. Everybody had a good meal.
You're a scumbag. 252 WCMF. And
I was a very full scumbag when I went home, full of tuna.
And I look like a dick because I ordered a really expensive meal thinking you were paying.
Of course you did.
Sitting right next to him eating the whole thing. Nom, 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 he's good. Nom, 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 thanks. Thanks a lot, Dad. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Okay, yeah. Let's give Tommy a little bit of slack here. It was a totally – and Duffy, the reason why you don't get this – because it was a class move. You don't have a lot of class.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me stop you real quick. It's class to sit and watch your boss, who paid for himself to fly from Kansas City, pay for a meal after he ordered the most expensive fish on the menu because his mom wasn't available, and not say a word when the bill, everyone else
fish.
Is. Why not? I'm sorry. But why is it a class move, Mark? Go on, please.
This is corporate America. This is what corporate does.
This is what they do, man.
Corporate Raiders, man. Kansas City, sit in a box, eat fancy, drink fancy. So what's the big deal? I don't get it.
I mean, okay, he's got to answer to the shareholders. I don't know.
Here's why. Here's why.
And I don't know. What was the bill? What was the total bill?
I don't know, because nobody saw the check mark.
Seven people eating high-end, except for me. Three. I had tuna fish.
Yeah, it was the nicest tuna fish I'd ever seen. They brought the living tuna out. It spoke to him. Am I good enough for you? And they brought it back and they cooked it. Mark, this was not
it was a class move, Tommy, for you to get a low-end meal. Thank you for but what did Duffy get? Did he get filet mignon on a golden platter?
Mark, let me be clear so everyone understands. This was not a work trip. This was a personal trip. Yeah. There was nothing involving work for him to come. He was coming out to hang out with us and go to the game with Kimmy and I. And Tommy stuck him with a bill that had to be $800. Had to be. Mm. Before tip, by the way.
So let me ask you this, because I'm back.
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
So you, when you went out to Kansas City, what did that set you back?
Me? Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who picked up your airfare?
I was flown out.
Hotel?
Yes.
Oh, what did that set you back?
I didn't pay for that.
Oh. So when Bob came here for this reciprocal trip,
sure.
What did it cost you to fly him and put him up
Kimmy
here?
Kimmy is a witness.
That had to set
Kimmy
you back.
Kimmy as a witness.
A pretty penny.
Kimmy as a witness, because I did this in front of Kimmy because I knew you were going to do this.
Yeah.
I did everything I could.
Everything.
Yeah. And I fought with him to pay for his flight and hotel.
Bob,
did I not?
Please, my buddy. Take him, my buddy, Bobby. Bobby, take him, my buddy.
I'm going to only tell you what I'm going to say.
I'm going
to only tell you.
Bobby, don't
Kimmy,
pay
did I not fight to
no,
pay?
No, you did, but we
but
just knowing him, he wasn't going to let you
so
do that.
So you pay.
Understood. But here's
I
the
mean,
thing.
We knew he wasn't going to let
no,
you
we knew
do
that.
That.
We knew that. But
he sits on his hands. I did everything.
We pulled out all the stops on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right, we got a limo bus down. We had people cooking so we could all enjoy the day.
You ended up sick.
What? Yeah, well, it wasn't from that. I was already sick. Joke's on you. What you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I think everybody has dirty faces here.
I did worry a little bit when we decided.
You got free tuna all over your face.
From my mother, apparently.
I would have gone to the other mom, but yeah. That's
fine. Yeah.
Well, he brought
Wrong
her up.
Wrong mom.
No, he brought up my mother on the tuna fish plate.
Smelly old fish.
He said that tuna smelled like my mother. Then I ate it. I ate my mother's smell. That's what he was insinuating. Just trying to set the record straight here.
All right.
Kimmy, you were saying?
I did worry when we had this idea, when you had this idea in the first place, that we were going to put pressure on him to come here. Even if he didn't want to come and hang out on this trip, he was still going to do it regardless.
But again, I had said when we made the initial call, because I wanted you to witness all of this, look, man, if you do not want to do this, I don't want you to be
but
here.
But he's also
really
that
no
guy,
pressure.
A guy that...
The second you ask,
he's going to
make
it
happen.
He just seems like... He looks like a guy that sacrificed.
Okay. I don't know if this was... I mean, we had fun.
No, I understand that, but like, I also
no,
think...
No, you don't, because you weren't part of the fun. You were part of the $800 bill you had to pay. Nothing about Saturday night for him was fun. I promise you. He had to stand across and look at your ugly-ass frog face, pay for your dinner. Molly writes us on Instagram.
Molly.
Duffy on WCMF, if you're just joining us. After Tommy lost credit card roulette, he strategically positioned himself across the table.
Well, I got
the
to
boss.
The table late.
Okay, on purpose. He then watched the bill go to our boss, who asked for it before the meal. He did not ask for the bill. Tommy did not. Allowed him to pay. Did not fight him once.
Well, you don't want that.
Sat there silently and watched him pay for the bill. Molly writes us, Tommy is an idiot. In all the reservations I've taken, not once have they said who will be paying at the end of the meal. You said I should have made the request when
who the hell's Molly?
Molly knows everything.
Well, she works at the diner downtown. Now she's like Miss Culinary.
Nick writes us, we're not mad, we're just disappointed. I wouldn't trust him with anything now. Why did we trust him in the first place? We all knew something was going to happen.
Oh, I trust Bob. He's a good guy. Oh, me. Don't trust me.
Yes. Yeah. All right, now my wife is texting trying to defend you. Are you ready for this? This is how nice my wife is.
She's the greatest.
How wonderful and how trustworthy she is. My wife just texted me. Tommy was late to the table because he was getting drinks for everyone, exclamation point. You don't think, honey, that was a play too? Wow. $12 worth of drinks.
$12 worth of drinks.
I got a Diet Coke. Thanks for my Diet Coke.
Well, I would have gotten you any kind of Coca-Cola you wanted.
252-WCMO.
Top shelf Coke if you want.
Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Hey, this is 100% on you, Duffy.
Ooh, I like it.
The hell did I do?
Let the man finish.
But look, you should have paid for that meal.
Thank you.
You're the one that got all the trip out to the
King
Kansas
Perk,
City,
bro.
And all that other stuff. And that, you invited
worse
the guy,
than the wheeze.
And on top of that, for you to think that Tommy's wife should have paid for that meal. Tommy wasn't gonna.
Look, Mike, I was ready to split this bill, and Tommy insisted on Friday that we do credit card roulette. I was ready to split the bill.
Yeah, no. You
oh,
you
no, I didn't think of that. I didn't think of counterpoint. No.
No.
Yeah, well, you should know Tommy. You work with him. You hung out with him. You've been friends with him since you were 14 years old.
To Mike's point.
You should know that he ain't going to f*** up.
Well,
100% on you, bud.
All right, my Mike, really, you know what? Those arguments, the arguments of
we should have known.
Changed my mind. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, not everyone's on your side, it turns out.
Well, of course not.
Teddy's on CMF. Hey, Teddy, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Hey, Tommy, the number one rule when you eat at a restaurant, if you're going to pay, you have to give it the credit card to the waitresses or maitre d'. So they tell them there is no check to the table. Capiche? Number two.
I didn't know you were Italian.
I am Italian. I don't. Number two, Duffy, the previous caller, I agree with him because when you invite somebody, you should pay the whole bill.
What do you mean the whole bill?
Well, he means the flight, the hotel.
Yeah, I know what he means.
Yeah.
I know exactly what he means.
Right, that is correct.
Teddy, I tried. I did everything I could.
Teddy, I tried too.
Shut up. No, you make me look like a
I went
dick
to the pet
now.
School of trying.
Shut up, you son of a bitch.
And Tommy, did you say you got your own drink to the bar? So they have waiter or waitresses on the table. Why are you going over there? You try to become a cheap Italian over there, Tommy?
I don't know what you're talking about, Teddy.
Teddy, thanks for the call, buddy. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, bye.
All right, Teddy's out. He's done. All right. Lisa writes us on Instagram. Are you going to tell us what he thought of the Bills Mafia and tailgating in Buffalo? It looked like he had the time of his life.
Yeah, it seemed like he was having fun.
Like, we were in a great spot, too. Like, you know how Bills fans are. Like, when I started to get the chills, when I was getting sick before the game, there was a nice dentist from Gates.
Oh.
And his family, they had built a fire. Really nice guy. And I ended up like, hey, guys, there's a fire over here, as I'm trying to, like, not make it obvious that I'm dying.
I'm freezing.
I'm freezing to death, and I need
wait,
this fire.
Wait, so they build their own, like, open fire?
Yeah, it's a
there's a lot of people that they have, like, bonfires.
They let you do
going.
That? That sounds like something, like, from your dad's day when he brought the heater in.
So
but
you can't do it in the Bills parking lot anymore, but the private lots, you can build
any
fire
kidding.
You want. Yeah, so we were soaking
in the
fire.
That doesn't seem dangerous at all.
Okay, shut up.
Open fire
it
and alcohol.
Every game.
You gonna try and change the subject? You gonna try and change the subject?
No, I'm enjoying the show.
You enjoying the show? Yeah.
Funny.
Okay.
Teddy was very funny.
Shiley, we'll wrap it up with her.
Shiley,
and I think this is the perfect bow to put on it.
Yeah.
Tommy is that alligator with the tiny arms when the bill comes.
Yeah, you can't get to the.
Yeah. Well, I hope we all enjoyed Bob's last trip to Rochester.
Oh, he'll be back.
Why? It costs him a goddamn mortgage payment every time he shows up.
How about when you roll into Kansas City?
Yeah, I know. I'm throwing up from the flu.
I couldn't get out of here fast enough.
Goddamn. I hope he's not sick. I feel really bad.
Oh, man, if you got him
sick. He won't even tell us.
I know.
If he is.
God, what a disaster. What a disaster. I'm glad he had fun, or at least that's what he said.
Well, he looks like that kind of guy, too, that puts on a good face.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Well, he's management.
Yeah, no, puts on a good face. Like when he has to cover a bill that he shouldn't.
Fly his own ass out. Put his own ass out.
I've never been more embarrassed to be friends with somebody than I am with you right now.
Well, stick around.
No, I can't. You know what? I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I was going to say, can't get worse.
Going to say,
But then I didn't say
it. Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We were not here yesterday. That is 100% my fault. You listened to the show earlier this morning. You found out that I was deathly ill at the game. Not from drinking. Kimmy's a witness. I did not get so drunk I drank myself sick.
I didn't see it.
Thank
if it
you.
Happened.
Yeah, I was secretly hiding behind the bus slamming beers not in Kimmy's face. But because we weren't here yesterday, we didn't get a chance to recap the Bills game or the picks that time.
Yeah, fabulous game.
And we cannot go a week without making sure that Tommy knows if he's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right? The last break, 100% wrong.
But I came out a winner.
We'll see what happens here. Because Tommy made his picks on Friday. Kimmy, are we ready to do this thing?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Bule, excuse post-game Tuesday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to our first pick from Tommy on Friday here on CMF. Over under 2.5 total touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, you're telling me he's piling them up.
A ton.
Yeah.
A ton. But, I mean, how long can that streak go on for, Tommy?
Ooh, I like that. But they also know, Patrick, they have to know Mahomes' moves now.
He almost always scores 3 total touchdowns against the Bills, win or
lose. They've known his moves for a long time.
I mean, they know Josh Allen's moves. You can't stop Josh Allen.
Well, then, I mean, the smart money is to take the over.
And if money is something you need to be concerned about.
Bro, I am tapioca. All right, I'll take the over.
Why are you?
He's so defeated. Oh my God.
What?
Snap out of it.
Oh, yeah, you say that. Man, if this was your ass home.
I know, but like, there's nothing you can do about it now.
Oh, no, here's something you can do.
You'd be clean squawk.
Pay the damn bill. That's what he could do. So, to be clear, you are over 2.5 total touchdowns.
Yeah, I guess. You're saying you can't stop.
No, I'm not saying, I'm just giving you statistics.
Yes, that's my pick.
Okay, all right. The Buffalo Bills on Sunday.
Yeah.
Shut Patrick Mahomes the F down.
Well, I thought he got two. They had 21 points.
Yeah. He had no touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. He did not rush for a touchdown.
Well, who got the touchdowns?
All two of the touchdowns were rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, but you said total touchdowns.
Yes, total touchdowns for him. Yes, he did not throw
him.
One.
If he hands out the ball, the guy runs it in.
No, that does not count as his touchdown.
How did the guy get the ball?
That's not a touchdown. He has to either run it in or throw it.
He doesn't get credit for handing the ball off.
You got it.
You don't?
No.
Well, what if you miss? You get credit for fumble.
Well, it depends.
Yeah. Down.
That could actually, that's probably on the running back, the fumble.
What if he dropped it?
Patrick Mahomes, who leads the NFL.
I should get it.
No, you shouldn't. Handing off a ball.
I listen to you.
Go ahead. You shouldn't.
No kidding.
Statistically, it was one of the worst days of Patrick Mahomes' career.
I've never seen the Bills get Patrick Mahomes so much.
And he was frustrated the whole time. It was great. I mean, he had the lowest completion percentage of his career. They sacked him three times. Really? They were beating the hell out of him the whole game. There was a brilliant clip, and I know every Bills fan's watched it 1,000 times. Mahomes is running out of bounds. He jumps in the air to try and throw it. And A.J. Epenesa hits him right in the ribs, the most clean hit of all time, and drops him on the ground from 10 feet in the air.
Damn.
It is unbelievably.
Like a bird getting shot out of the sky.
It was glorious. It was glorious. The bad news, Michael Hoyt, Bill's defensive end, one of the big reasons Mahomes had nowhere to go, blew his Achilles in that game. He's out for the season.
What is
he really seemed
guys?
To provide a spark for that defense.
Yeah.
And he played a game and a half, and he's done.
Two, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. He was the one that was suspended for the first 6 games because of the PED violation. But
he's out for the season?
He's done for the season.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's brutal. And I mean, an Achilles, that's a tough one to come back from.
They can't stitch that up.
Why don't you call him? Hey, man, why don't you stitch it up?
I thought we made progress in modern medicine. This guy's, my arm hurts, my ankle hurts. Go home. You got no medicine for you. Just go home and soak it for a month.
McDermott and the defense, they had a plan. They executed it to perfection.
You said this team was built to beat Kansas City.
I mean, that's proof of it. What they were able to do to that offense, it is proof they built that team to beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
And they did.
But you're 0-1. That's okay. We got 4 more picks. Let's get Tommy's second pick from Friday here on CMF. Over under 1.5 a touchdown catch for Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman.
He's got to step up, man. That kid's got to show something. No?
It would help his reputation if he did, but
he's got all the tools.
He does.
But he can't catch a goddamn football. What was it? And he was good at Florida State.
He can't catch it. It seems like he's not getting open. Like he's not getting enough separation where he even has a chance.
Small defensive backs in Kansas City.
And which should be easy picking for
him.
He's playing up against a bunch of me's.
Okay, so then what's the problem then?
He's got to show up.
So what does that mean?
It means he's got to show up, Ed. I'm picking him to show up.
Make a pick, you bitch.
All right, I say he catches a touchdown.
So to be clear.
You are
over.
Yes, a touchdown.
Okay.
A touchdown.
Tommy,
that's all he's got to get, right?
Yes, one touchdown catch. It's a catch.
I get it. He's not going to rush his tall ass.
Okay.
Good.
I don't remember seeing him.
Keon Coleman.
Was he even there?
He was there.
Barely.
Two catches.
Two baby catches.
17 yards. No touchdown.
What are they going to do with that kid?
I mean, it doesn't matter right now because the Bills have become officially a tight end team.
Yeah, seriously.
Josh threw for 273 yards. Over half of those yards were to Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox.
And if Jackson Hawes getting in on the action.
Yeah, yes, he is. Love me some Jackson Hawes. And if that works, it's fine. All those tight ends just need to stay healthy. But for Keon, to your point, Tommy, every week that goes by that he does not have an impact, the worse it looks for him and his career in Buffalo moving forward.
In your defense, I think I also picked him to get a touchdown on Friday just because I thought they were going to need him in this game.
Even Kimmy picked him to get a touchdown.
I know.
Well, I could see the logic there is all I'm saying.
All right, so you're 0-2, but that's okay. You got 3 picks left. A Mule postgame excuse Tuesday because we weren't here yesterday. Again, my fault. Let's get to our 3rd pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF. Over under 1.5 an interception for Jordan Poyer.
I'm going to roll the dice and say he gets
one. I mean, you got nothing to lose now.
Yeah.
You're 700 in.
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel so good about this.
You think he's due?
He's due.
Tommy likes
and
to say?
They're going
to
test him. They're going to go after him.
Okay.
It feels like it's just one hand here, one hand
on,
there,
Poyer.
And he's going the other way. So just to be clear, you are.
He's got to catch a ball.
Well, he's got to get an interception.
Well, that would be him catching a ball.
Okay.
That's the only way he can get catch a ball.
Jordan Poyer did not get his interception. However, there were plenty of chances. Because Kimmy Mahomes in the fourth quarter was just chucking the ball as far as he could downfield.
The Bills were doing a good job of getting in his face, and he was heaving it up there. It was kind of anybody's
ball a couple times.
So one time it worked out well for Mahomes. The other few, you had Maxwell Harrison pick, his first ever career pick, which
helped end the game, really.
Look, Kimmy, I know I've been saying, you know, let's not pile on Maxwell Harrison, expect a lot. Oh, my God, he looks awesome.
He was keeping up.
I love him.
They needed that speed out there.
I love you,
all those
Harrison.
Old guys.
And I've got
secondary.
You're right. And I got to be honest, even that last play of the game, that Hail Mary, I had a feeling Poyer was coming down with it just because of the pick you made.
And no.
No, he didn't. They knocked it down, which is a smart thing to do because Poyer in the past, when they would give up these Hail Marys, he would go up and try and make a pick. He did not do it. Got knocked down. Bills win. But that's, I mean, it doesn't help you.
No.
Because you're 0-3.
No.
But that's all right. You got two to go. Let's see what we got here for our fourth pick from Tommy on CMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Do the Bills win this game? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
I say they win.
Okay.
And they're a point.
Well, if they win, they win. That's it. It's over. They win. They've covered. If they win, they've covered. So you have the Bills winning this game.
I don't see a blowout.
Well, the average margin of victory for the Bills in the regular season?
Three?
Eight.
No, but I'm saying with Kansas City when they play.
Eight. Uh-huh.
They've never blown out Kansas City, have they?
I will tell you again, the average margin of victory over the Chiefs in the regular season in the Josh Era Allen thing is 8 points over the Chiefs.
All right, so that's...
They won by 11 last year.
But...
That would technically be a blur.
Eight ain't a blowout. 11 is.
Well, yeah.
But they had a blur last year.
But you're thinking more...
you're thinking...
Sea hair of a win?
I'm sorry, I think
you're referring to. So it's not a blur.
What is it?
But it could be more of a sea hair of a win, or as you said last week, they would win by a taint.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close.
All right,
I think it's going to be under 8 points.
Okay, fair enough. Bills won by 8 points.
Ooh.
It was 7. I'm sorry, 28-21.
Yeah.
You were a
sea hair.
You were a sea hair away. You were a literal sea hair, a Matt Prater doinkaroo,
inches
away from missing on that pick.
Well, we sea hair was called.
Thank God they won that game because Matt Prater has performed unbelievably for him. I mean, and look, the reason everyone turned on Tyler Bass was that miss of the playoffs against the Chiefs. The same direction, same goalpost.
From the angle I was at, I was like, oh, it's in. Doink. Nope, never mind.
They never make it easy. It's never easy. But, hey, man, you got
one.
That's great. Oh, sorry, you got a chance for one more. Go 2-3. It's not bad. Yeah. Let's get to our bonus pick that he obviously forgot based on the face he's making on the live stream here on CMF.
Yeah, that's so fast, buddy. I'm laying it out here right now.
Oh, for God's sakes, man.
Because I say they got to win this game.
Yes, I heard you say that.
Yeah.
If it is a blowout, let's say – the Bills put it to them.
Okay.
And you mofos get to go to the game.
Yeah.
And get to go on my dime.
We're not going on your dime. You're paying for dinner. We're going to
the
game on
my
dime.
My food dime.
Oh, your food dime.
Okay.
My food dime.
Yeah. Go to dinner on your food dime?
I say if it is a blowout.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We got to reconsider the
dinner. No! What? That's not a bonus pick? Wait.
Bonus pick is if it is a blowout.
That's not a pick.
It is
a pick. I said, this is my pick.
Uh-huh.
You can't
that's
deny
not a pick.
Me my
no,
pick.
You're not picking anything.
If it is a
you're
blowout.
You're not picking anything.
Hold on.
You desperate bitch.
I'm gonna go easy on you. We split it three ways.
No, I'm not splitting with three ways.
That's
my pick.
That is my bonus pick. That if it is a blowout, we've split the bill three ways on Saturday.
That's not happening. You didn't even end up paying.
I know. It all worked out, man. It's just my weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it your weekend? It had to be mine. You sucked.
Tommy sucked the life right out of you.
Seriously, man.
Jimmy had to watch you turn and change in colors like it was the season.
From gray to blue, green, all the colors.
All right. 1-4. Embarrassing. Much like your performance at dinner.
You know what? I'm going to take that weekend. If every weekend was like that, I'll take it.
Okay.
Free food, free booze.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense Side-by-Side Fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.